time to put your microphone down. WB0NTZ, WB0LRX.
Yeah, hello there, Jeff. I heard a rumor last night that this is going to be in place there, but then I'm going to be gone for a little bit, running a couple of errands. I try to catch him then. He goes off there later tonight.
Well, I'll write you down. We aren't that. It's fun to have check-ins, but we're not about the numbers as much as about just having fun. But no, I appreciate it. I'm glad the word's out down there. Certainly welcome additional activity. We got a good group up here too. You know, maybe between the two of us. I'm sorry I didn't get to visit very long that other time you were up this way. I had to get. I recall. You were in town for the fair, I believe.
Yeah, that's about the only time it takes before the fair. We got a hotel downtown, so that's usually where we end up. But yeah, we're pretty avid territory. So anyway, that's good. I'm glad to hear it. Sounds like a winner. So anyway, I'm going to get back in time to catch up. What's going on? I'll
catch
up with you later.
W0LRX. W0NTZ. Hey, Dave. Sounds good. We sometimes start up early, and it's not like a lot of other nets. Well, there are nets like this. We're not unique, probably, but it's unlike some more directed nets. We just kind of relax and pass it around, so it's pretty relaxed, or we want it to be. So WB0LRX, Dave, talk to you here in a little bit, and I'll stand by. If anybody else wants to use the repeater's link, feel free, and don't worry about an exact net time starting. We'll just, about that time, we'll invite everybody on board. And this is WB0LRX.
KF0LKI testing.
Welcome to the WB0LRX repeater, TL phone 107.
Copy that, thank you much. Yeah, how was the cruise?
Oh, the cruise was a blast. I want to go back. As Progreso was super hot and humid down there, Cozumel was still hot, but not as humid. We bought some souvenirs, bought some drinks, went to the casino, watched some theater shows on the cruise, stayed up late, ate lots of food and ice cream. I brought my HD down there with me, and their website says that you can bring amateur radio equipment, but all I brought was my HD. There was somebody else who brought a mobile unit and a backpack antenna. They got in trouble. I asked security if they could get a hold of the ship captain to make sure it was okay for me to use the radio. And they said that you cannot use amateur radio anymore on the ship. They were getting ready to change on a website. Because I guess they had somebody interfere with the marina radios or something like that they were using. So they're banning all amateur radio stuff eventually here. Even handhelds. You can still take the little walkie-talkies, but amateur radio handhelds are banned now, apparently. But anyway, other than that, they said to keep it in my backpack and my luggage, and before the dogs will just take it away. But other than that, it was a great trip. I want to go again.
Well, it's fun, and yeah, I can understand that. You know, most marine radios are VHF, and I could see there being interference issues with other VHF radios, especially on higher power. VHF and VHF don't play nicely when in close proximity, so I could see that could lead to those changes. So Well, welcome back. And hey, now after that, you did miss the DMR night tonight, but there's always next week, so maybe we'll catch you then. We'll catch you later on. I'm going to go ahead and go back on the side. I'm monitoring another net on the Forgotten Bands network, monitoring both systems this evening. KF0LKI, KF0KDS.
Was a 220 net tonight. Was I, did I miss it already?
A negative. It will be every Wednesday night at 8:30, which is how we're linked through our All-Star nodes using EchoLink. Of course, you know, the All-Star is normally on the 440, but we have the controller set up to switch the All-Star nodes to the 220 receivers between 8 o'clock and 9:30 on Wednesday night. And then we connect to the Fidelity repeater via Echo. It's starting here very shortly. If I could get EchoLink done, too.
Copy that, thank you. I will be standing by then. KF0 and OKI. KA0 KW. Go ahead.
Sounds good. And welcome back. KA0 KW.
Welcome to the WB0 LRX repeater. TL tone 107.
Good evening, this is WB0LRX. I'm going to unkey to make sure I have it. This is WB0LRX on the Sedalia, Missouri 220 repeater. It's actually 10 miles north of Sedalia. Let's see, we are linked tonight with the 220 repeater at Republic, Missouri. At least that's my understanding. If that's incorrect, somebody correct me here after a bit. My name is Jeff, Juliet Echo Foxtrot Foxtrot. I'm in Sedalia. My call sign is WB0L Lima R Radio XX Ray. And I'll do my best to get yours, but kind of go slow. This is a semi-directed net. I'm going to explain that. We will take check-ins and note them and certainly welcome you, and then we're going to send it. It's more of a rank you net, so we're going to send it to each of you for some comments, and at any point during that, you may send it back to net control, and the first couple times maybe, but at some point, you can send it to another person, and all we want to do is look out for each other and make sure everybody gets a chance to participate. So if you know somebody that's not being brought in there, either net control or somebody else can jump in and invite that person. So just a friendly group of guys and gals, if any. So WB0LRX and the 220 net. One more last thing, since we've got the repeaters linked, let's all try to remember to pause about 3 seconds at least. I hope that's enough. I think it will be. We're linked by EchoLink, by the way. WB0LRX. Might be fun to say what repeater we're on. So I will drop it, and three people check in if you wish. Thank you.
Coming up to the 224.28 repeater in Republic. Good evening.
And this is Kilo Alpha 0, Kilo Delta Whiskey, KA0KDW, Brad, and Northeastern Polk County, also coming to the 220 via EchoLink, the Republic 220, that is.
Let me see if I can stop right there. I said 3 check-ins, but I'm behind. This is WB0LRX. Let me make sure I have it.
Right, it's probably lucky number 3. This is number 0, Mike Indy Oscar, Richard at Springfield, Missouri.
Okay, net control acknowledges KN0MIO. I hope I got that one. And gotta be honest, my iPad was malfunctioning, everybody. Or the operator of the iPad was malfunctioning. So I'm just going to be honest and say the first guy I doubled with and the second one, I got AKD. AKD or something pretty close to that. It was number two. Please give me your call again, please. Thank you.
I'm not sure if you're speaking with me, but this is Kilo Alpha Zero, Kilo Delta Whiskey, K0KDW, via Echo Link, K0NXA-L, for the Republic 220. My name is Brad.
I've identified a problem. Thank you, Brad. Guys, you can get a laugh out of this. Did you know that if you try to type ham call signs into your iPad, it may try to autocorrect your words? And I'm having a hard time. I've got a piece of paper here in a second. It's across the room, and that's what I really do need. There was a station before Brad, and I'm going to walk across and get my piece of paper. And that station, please come in again, and then we'll get everybody else.
Hey, good evening there, Jeff. Yeah, this is James. Kilo, Bravo Zero, November Hotel X-ray. KB0NHX. I'm coming through the 64.28 repeater in Republic. And enjoy having you listen here and here on the net. I talked to Dave, KB0NTZ, last night and told him about the net. I think he maybe he'll check in here in a bit as well. KB0NHX.
Well, I have a Sharpie now, because that's what I found and a thing, but so I'll do better from this point forward. Thanks, James. Hey, thanks for your part in, I don't know if it was your idea. I suspect it may have been, but I know you were big in helping to get this going, and I think it's going to be, am I right, this is tentatively every Wednesday if we don't run you off.
Yep, we've, Brad, K0KDW worked on the automatic linking of the All-Star node with the actually Echo Link via All-Star. I went into the Echo Link enable on the All-Star node and then reprogrammed the controller to link the node up to the 224.3 repeater every Wednesday night. So, yeah, I was a team member. And, I hope we'll get some extra activity there and get over here and keep on 220. We've got a lot of people around on people, so it's going to be a lot of fun, hopefully. Back to you, sir.
Sounds good, James. I hope so, too. The reason this net's pretty informal, well, part of it's I like it that way, and we like it that way, but there's just so few of us, too, so you don't really need a net control if there's three of you, you know, but that preamble was made up on the spot. Everybody probably knows it. This WB0LRX, station ending in MIO, I think, in Springfield. I swear I didn't get it, but I've got the Sharpie going. Give me your name and rest of your call, and say howdy.
Yeah, no worries. This is Richard, again, here in Springfield, Missouri. November 0, Mike and the Oscar. I'm the only fairly old guy over here in Southwest Missouri using RF. Hi. I don't think the Brad there or James, their team, but yeah, that's judgment. Otherwise, hey, good to hear everyone else tonight. James is right. We have got two 20 repeaters here, and I don't hear much traffic, so it's kind of neat. I've only got one radio that a little bit mobile, but otherwise it's not exist. So don't have a lot to say. Just get over a cold last several days. And it's actually looked at talk. I was 3-4 days without a top lane bunker, so see, there you go. Here it comes. So I'll send back over to you, next control. And again, all the way around.
Welcome to the WB0 LRX repeater. PL tone 107.2 Hz.
WB0LRX, thank you, Richard. Appreciate that, and thanks for coming and stopping by tonight. It's good to have you guys. And I am ready to get three more people on here, and don't forget, you guys on the local repeater, jump in here. Just pause a little bit between transmissions. Go.
W4TAC, Springfield, Missouri.
224. Yeah, you'll get it here in a minute, Bob.
Say that again.
I said you'll get it here in a minute. I was just picking on you. That's because I haven't picked on anybody else yet, but I felt like I could do it.
Well, I tried to get on Echo Link, and I was like, what in the world is the Nixa Club doing using this in a conference? And then I thought, oh, okay, they must be pushing the fest next month down here. I don't know. But anyway, I'll sit back and see if someone else wants to check in. But anyway, W4KC standing by.
Okay, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to ignore the other station. I just jumped on and said hi there. Hey, it's up to me. Now I'm supposed to fix the part about, for anybody that might not be aware, there's some setting on our repeater on this end, in the Sedalia repeater, that only one person can connect by Echolink or IRLPO at any one given time. And so that's what he was talking about. He couldn't connect because the club is connected, so... WB0LRX, and I do acknowledge W0DCH. Don, good evening. Thank you for coming by. Yep, it is. It's WB0LRX. And let me just take a specific standby and see if anybody is on the local repeater. I think they're just trying not to walk on you guys. They've heard me probably accidentally up at the wrong time. So anybody on around the Sedalia area on this repeater will ask for that. I'm certainly happy to talk to the other one. I just want to give you guys a chance. WB0LRX, who's out there? Hey, James, so do you think we could use a little more activity, maybe? I'm being funny. I mean, it's times like this. Sometimes we have six of us on here on Wednesday nights, maybe eight. Usually not much more than five or six. Sometimes it's three, and sometimes it's apparently maybe it's just me, and I'm lucky to have a link up. So anybody else that wants to jump in, or somebody wants to jump back in, just take it. At this point, it's an open thing. If you want to say something, call the station you want to say it to, and WB0LRX.
Net control, this is Kilo Foxtrot 0, Lima Kilo India, KF 0 LKI, Tau Republic, Mobile 22428.
Hey Kyle, welcome and thanks for coming in. Sounded real good. I think you said you were mobile there. LK, I've got KF 0 LKI. Correct, though.
Correct. I'm using my Anytone. I pulled it out of my vehicle to put it inside my house for right now. So, not really mobile, base station-ish.
Do you have that Anytone tri-band that, I think it's 3318E or something? I've got one also, or perhaps it's not that one, but if you're cross-banding, I'll bet it is.
It's Anytone 578 tri-band. It has the 220 built into it. I'm on the 220 FM.
Okay, I was misunderstanding you. That's fine. I thought you said you were remoting through your vehicle, and I don't know where I got that. But it sounded great anyway. Of course, you're fully into your repeater, and the two repeater links are working good. I do have a question for somebody, James or whoever. How long is the link program to stay on Wednesday nights? Just wondering.
Hopefully I'm the one that has it. I don't have people mumbled up. This is K0KDW. We will be connected from 8 p.m. until 9:30. 8 p.m. until 9:30. And also, if there is any Echo Linksters that can't access yours, they can try K0NXA-L, K0NXA-Lima. We allow up to 20 connections there. K0KDW.
Hey, that sounds great. I still need to fix mine, though. Don't take the pressure off of me, Brad. Or not Brad, but let's see.
I'm not sure. I'm sorry. What is your name, KDW, please?
The name here is Brad. I just pulled up the Superman, and I think James and I doubled 100% the exact same time. But the name is Brad, Bravo Romeo Alpha Delta, located in northeast Polk County, just a short drive from Palm Beach.
Oh, I hope you're not too close to Dave down there. That's kind of danger area, Brad. Why had you written down with a different call sign? There you go. I'm not used to having more than three people, so my crayon wasn't long enough or whatever. You know, I don't know. But got you now, and thanks for that info. And that's good to know, and we will look forward to it. So I don't want to monopolize, and I'm doing a bad job of that tonight. But I said it's supposed to be an open net, and here I am talking all the time. So everybody jump.